The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Have a listen to our Pause for Thought feature this week. And we hear from Jenny about her guide dog experiences. A word of warning to listeners, though. One of her dogs had rather questionable taste.
Hello, my name is Jenny and I have a 3-year-old golden retriever cross Labrador guide dog called Patty, often referred to as Patty Pickle because she's quite mischievous. At the present time, I have completely no vision in either eye. I've been registered blind since I was about 12, but it was useful vision. So then 2 years ago, I had a detached retina, so I completely lost my sight and I don't even have light perception anymore. I got my first guide dog, Janie, in 2009 after waiting on the waiting list for 2 years. I was quite impatient when they rang me up to say that they had a match, so I was ready to take literally anything. They told me that Janie was coprophagic, which means she eats poo, which is a disgusting habit, and they said that she needed to go to somebody that had good, useful vision. Yeah, that was hard. Basically, with free running, it was very difficult. She was so disgusting that if you went out with another guide dog or another dog and they went to the toilet, she would crouch behind them as it came out. It gives Mr. Whippy a whole new meaning, literally. that was really bad. But working her, she was a little perfectionist. She was just brilliant working-wise. I had a bit of a trouble trying to adjust to getting used to having a guide dog. I was told off for overriding some of her decisions because I could see. So it was quite difficult learning not to do that. And it got much easier as time went on. In February 2014, I had a detached retina, which meant my vision went completely. Janie struggled to cope, and stress actually made her coprophagia worse, and she was having accidents indoors. The final straw came when we were in town one day and I was going to meet a friend, and to get to Marks and Spencer's you have to cross a quite busy road that's got buses coming along it. Anyway, we got to town, all of a sudden I found myself at the door of Marks and Spencer's, and I thought, uh-oh, to get here we would have gone across the road, and she hadn't stopped at the curb. She'd gone straight across the road without me knowing. And so that was the final straw. I called out guide dogs. And again, she shot over the road without me realising. So they suggested that it wasn't safe to work her. So she was retired. I agreed that it was the right time to retire her. But of course, I was really, really upset and distressed, and I was having to cope with the sight loss, sudden sight loss. And on top of that, it was just a really difficult time because the thing, when I lost my sight, the initial thought I had was, at least I have a guide dog. So when they said that I had to retire her, I was like, oh, well, no, I don't have a guide dog and I'm totally blind. What am I going to do? When I had to retire Janie, I didn't know any of my local routes with a long cane because I hadn't done a long cane training at home. But in that time, it took me 4 months just to learn the route to my local supermarket, which is 10 minutes down the road. And I waited 8 months for a new dog. And in that time, it took me an hour to do that route with my long cane. It was a really, really tough time. I was very depressed and just really impatient for a guide dog. And even when I got Patty, I was struggling to cope. It took me 2 months to qualify. I love working Patty. She's amazing. In harness, she's not such a perfectionist as Janie. I say left, Patty goes right. So she's got us lost many, many a time. There was a famous time where I was doing a short block route around where I live, and Patty decided she wasn't going to listen to me and take me into the park. And thankfully, there was a guide dog instructor there, and he rescued me and took me home. So she does test my patience a lot and my sense of direction and my orientation skills, which aren't great, especially now that I have no vision. But I can go to my local supermarket. Now takes me 10 minutes again. I can go down to a local cafe. I can meet up with friends in town independently again. With Patty that doesn't listen, I have to be really aware of where I'm going. And the long cane training did help me, because I know with like the supermarket route, I know it so well that I know where to correct Patty if she has gone off and gets us lost a bit. If you speak to any of my friends, they will tell you that my confidence since when I lost all my sight has got a lot better since I got Patty.
Well, another really interesting guide dog story there. Thank you to Jenny for getting in touch and telling us all about her relationship with her guide dog. You know, there are so many interesting stories, and we're learning this every single week in our Pause for Thought feature. As I mentioned earlier, you can listen to those on our Audioboom or iTunes podcast. You can subscribe to the whole thing on iTunes or Audioboom through your smartphone, PC or tablet. Just search for The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect on RNIB Connect Radio.